This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Boulder wants to make more housing available to people displaced by the Marshall Fire by waiving the license requirement on new rental properties. Boulder City Manager made the exemption possible through an emergency declaration late last week. More than three unrelated people will be allowed to live together. The city is also looking at ways to extend short-term rentals in an effort to prevent further displacement and homelessness. A new plan aims to help more residents of mobile home parks buy out their landlords. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on one community where that already happened.
Esther Soto and her neighbors gathered last month in a downtown Leadville office to sign the paperwork that would put the future of their homes in their hands.
We have it here for signatures that Esther, you will sign there.
The residents were finalizing a deal to pay $1.6 million for the roughly 30-home property. They got about $1 million from the Colorado Health Foundation, and they'll finance the rest by raising their lot rent payments to $500 a month. Financing has been a major limitation on the movement for resident-owned communities, but that could change as Colorado lawmakers consider putting up to $51 million into supporting similar purchases. It's part of a larger proposal to use federal COVID aid to help with affordable housing in the state. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter says with just 1 year left in office, he'll keep working on a proposal to let legal cannabis businesses access banking services. He says he's frustrated that different versions of his bill have all been voted down.
So we passed it when the Republicans were in charge of the Senate. And when it went over there to the Senate, they said basically the bill's too big and too broad. Then we pass it, and the Democrats are in charge. All of a sudden it becomes too narrow and too limited.
Perlmutter says violent robberies at marijuana dispensaries across the country show that the industry's reliance on cash is a public safety issue. Last week, he announced that he will not seek re-election. It's going to be mostly sunny across the state today, but turning cloudy tomorrow with a chance for snow later this week. This is CPR News.